Here is the translation of the text into English. Note, the original text is already in English, so no translation was needed. Canadian airlines suspend Cuba flights as island set to run out of jet fuel. Oil prices edge lower with U.S.-Iran tensions in focus. U.S. issues fresh guidance to vessels transiting Strait of Hormuz as Iran tensions simmer. Gold prices fall but remain above 5 kilat. Silver retreats. Russia says the fuel situation in Cuba is critical, accuses U.S. of suffocating the island. U.S. wants firms to commit to new AI data center, Compact, Politico reports. Oil prices rise after first weekly loss since December amid U.S.-Iran progress. Honda reports more than 60% year-on-year drop in quarterly operating profit. Macron warns of renewed U.S. clashes as he urges EU to use Greenland moment. Topish reforms, Brookfield in exclusive talks to buy Blackstone Spanish REIT. Fitter report, Kering's fourth quarter sales fall less than expected even as Gucci's continues. RBC analysts highlight top European retail stocks. Standard Chartered names interim CFO as DiGiorgi parts for Apollo. Germany's team viewer expects in 2026 up to 3% revenue rise in volatile market. Britain's Tesco turns rapid delivery threat into competitive edge. Taiwan stocks lower at close of a trade. Taiwan, weighted down 0.06%. Lupin settles Mirabegron patent dispute with Astellas for $90 million. UK retailers report strong to 2026. Australia consumer sentiment falls sharply in Feb after RBA rate hike. Westpac White House sets lower job growth expectations. Fed grapples with same issue. Mexico's inflation rises to 3.8% in January. Core pressures mount. Brazil inflation forecast for 2026 lowered to 3.97% in central bank poll. Uganda Central Bank holds key lending rate at 9.75%. Slovenia's inflation rate eases to 2.6% in January. Eurozone investor morale rises sharply in February. Taiwan January exports surge at fastest pace in 16 years on AI demand. Singapore median householding rises 6.8% in 2025. India in talks over critical minerals deals with Brazil, Canada, France, Netherlands. Sources say China to support reunification forces in Taiwan go after separatists. Morning bid. Trump administration prepares to gut climate laws. India to cut digital services tax. Buy more goods under U.S. trade deal, White House. Trump to repeal Obama-era basis for greenhouse gas rules. WSJ reports Singapore raises 2026 growth forecast on global economic momentum and AI demand. Japan finance minister says surplus from FX reserves may be discussed as funding option. Dollar soft ahead of U.S. data. Yen holds onto its gains after election. Australia business activity slows slightly in January, costs pressures ease. Singapore's economy grows 6.9% Y in Q4, 2025, higher than advance estimate. Bitcoin price today slips below 70K in range-bound trade. Key U.S. data loom. Bitcoin inches up, holds steady above 70K as Japan election lifts risk sentiment. X-Money expands Domino's partnership to Greece, powering faster checkout experiences. Now payments offers zero network fees on USDT, TRC20 payments for new users. Bitmine reports $10 billion in crypto and cash holdings. Strategy sells 616,715 shares, acquires 1,142 Bitcoin for $90 million. Why this analyst says this is the weakest Bitcoin bear case in its history. Investing Yachts launches RDUA yacht charter model. Litecoin climbs 10% in bullish trade. Ethereum climbs 11% in bullish trade. WizKey appoints Rue Poirier as CFO of satellite subsidiary. WizAsat, Macquarie Q3 2026 presentation slides. Strong growth across all business divisions. Thermo Fisher prices $3.8 billion notes offering for Clario acquisition. Neo Concept prices $8.1 million public offering of Class A shares. Upwork, Q4 2025 slides, AI integration drives accelerating growth and record margins. Region Group 1H FY26 presentation, FFO growth and upgraded guidance on strong retail performance. Iveta prices 2 million public offering at 35 cents per share.